Okay, so this is going to be the last shiur on Mekachtos. And I wanted to focus on one angle. It is Negei Halacha L'Maaseh. It may not be Negei Halacha L'Maaseh for everybody, but Mekachtos and I know it was Negei to everybody. But it's Negei to a lot of people, and it's Negei the whole Hashkafa. And it's a Geshmak HaSugya. So this Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yotes Pasuk Lamed Vav. Pasuk says Lamun Hey, Loisasu Avil Bamishpat. When you are judging, do not be dishonest. Bamida Bamishkal Uva Masura, when you're weighing something. So the Gemara says, so what does it mean Loisasu Avil Bamishpat? Mishpat sounds like a judge. Loisasu Avil Bamishpat. Normally the Pasuk, Loisasu Avil Bamishpat, do not be. Don't do an avla, disjustice. When you're judging someone, sounds like you're a judge, right? That's the lav of being doing dishonest judging. Here's a paper. Judgment. When you're a dayan. If you're a dayan, don't be dishonest. So what does that have to do with b'mida b'mishkal v'masura? Right? What does it have to do with when you're weighing something? So says the Gemara. The Gemara says, and Rashi brings it down, Milamid Rashi and Chumash Shehamoydid Nikra Dayan. When you're weighing out the amount of potatoes or tomatoes, when you're weighing out the amount of tomatoes per pound, at the time that you're weighing, you're a Dayan now. It's considered you're a Dayan. He's saying it's not straight. You're a Dayan. What?
Don't rig the scale.
Don't rig the scale, right. But what's interesting is that it's calling that the person, it's saying that the person who is weighing, the store owner at the time that he's weighing, is considered a dayan. He's judging. He's making a din now. He's judging. How much am I going to include in this person's dollar? He said a dollar for a pound. How much am I going to include? And the Gemara says, she'im yeshakir b'mida. And if he's dishonest in the judgment, hareu ki mekalkel es adin. It's like a judge who paskins dishonestly. V'koroi ovel sonui umeshukets. He's called ovel. He's called an avla. Crooked. Sonui. He's hated by Hashem. Meshukets. He's disgusted by Hashem. Cherem. He's in cherem v'to'eva. V'gorim l'chamisha dvar mamurim b'dayin. And someone that does that, he's sitting there, and he rigs the scale, and he says, you know what? Look, he's paying for a pound of corned beef. I'll give him 95% of the pound. I mean, look, I have so many expenses. I got a lot of overhead. I'll do pochus mishtos, like we said. You know what? I'll even do pochus mishtos apruta. Zaz the Gemara, metame es haaretz. He's metame the land. Mechalal es Hashem. Misalik es Hashchina. Umapilis Yisrael b'cherev umegale oisa me'artzam. Sounds pretty bad for a guy that was trying to save some corned beef, right? So, but this is the hakdama of the pasuk, and the pasuk then says, "Moiz nei tzedek avnei tzedek eifas tzedek v'hin tzedek yelachem ani Hashem lokeichem asher tzeis yeschem me'aretz Mitzrayim." So I want to understand what this lav is. What are the parameters of the lav, and why is it so chamur? So the first thing is that there's a Gemara. The Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia asks a question. Amalei Aryemar L'Ravashi. Lav D'Kosav Rachmana. This is Samach Aleph Amid Beis. It's the second daf in Ezo Neshach. We actually learned the Amid Aleph, Samach Aleph Amid Aleph together at the beginning of the Zman. Because the Gemara over there asks a question. I think it was probably the first shir of the Zman that we learned Amid Aleph. And now the end of the Zman we got to Amid Beis. What? Worse than right. Worse than Beis Talmud over here. So the Gemara said, the Gemara in Avad Aleph asked Akasha, do you need all three lavin of ribis, gzela, and oinah? They're all forms of stealing. Lav the kus of Rachmana gabi ribis lamali. Lav the kus of Rachmana gabi geza lamali. Lav the kus of Rachmana gabi oinah lamali. And then the Gemara says, you're right, that you could learn out gezel from ribis v'oinah. And gezel is talking about kovish shchar socher. That's what the Gemara said in Amud Aleph. So the Gemara now goes to this pasuk. Amalei Rav Yemer Lerav Ashi. Lav the kus of Rachmana b'mishkalois lamali. It's basically stealing. It's basically stealing. The guy made up with you that he's going to charge you a dollar for a pound of tomatoes, and he gave you a dollar, and you only gave him 95% of a pound of tomatoes. So it's basically stealing. What's the chiddush of the lav of mishkalos? Says the Gemara, Amalei l'toymin mishkalos b'melach. You made your weight heavier. Says the Gemara, Hainu gezel. It's the same thing. Says the Gemara, no. Lav or a lav, mishas asiya. You're over the lav when you prepared the dishonest weight. So, Daf Mevissin, we have to understand, what does it mean you were over the lav when you prepared the weights dishonestly? You prepared the weight. You created the weight, right? What happens is you have a scale. This is my 1 pound bar. And you put in, inside the 1 pound bar, you put in extra weight. So now it's always going to weigh down everything. So why were you over the lav at that point? L'chor, you didn't steal yet. Okay? So that's the kasha on the Gemara. Let's get back to it. But this is what the Gemara says. It's to add an extra chiddush. It's not just when you steal the money. It's when you're over mishas asiya. Okay. Now, let's get to the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvareish Nun Ches. Sefer HaChinuch says, Shaloi lohinois b'midois halach v'ayoveh shaloi b'maznayim uv'chlal midois hu gamkein medidas hakarka v'chol davar nimdad b'im b'nei adam k'goin begodim. So whether you're measuring the weight, which is the corned beef pastrami or tomatoes, or whether you're weighing it in length, like fabrics, a yard, or this or that, or whether you're doing a measurement by karka, right? Ah, yeah, 2x4. A 2x4 is really a 1.5x3.5. Okay, kasha l'maisa. I'm not exactly sure. So l'maisa, when you're measuring karka also. So now I guess you usually have a survey for that. But upir shuzal ki mesura imidas halach ve'yavesh imidas ketana b'yoyser shu echem milog. It's a very small measurement. So says the chinuch, a gavaldik a chiddush, v'lamadnu mikan. That the Isra of Midois is even on a kol shehu. Kloimar. Sha'ava bisha b'shar gzeilois. Lo yitakpid atar ela b'pruta. You only makpid on a pruta. B'inyin amidois takpid b'kol shehu. Unbelievable chinuch. So the chinuch says that the lav of mishkalois is worse than every other gezel. Every other gezel is only asr or ribis. It's only asr on a pruta. Over here, if you have dishonest weights, it's also even on less than a shava pruta. A mashu. It's not precise, less than a shava pruta. You're over on the lav of mishkalis.
It's only also on a shava pruta, or it's also less than a shir?
No, l'chara gezel less than a shava pruta is not b'chal v'isar. I'm not saying, is it mutter to do it? I mean, it's understood to be, it's not b'chal v'shavan, but it's understood to be mechila.
Translate all that real quick.
Basically, if you steal less than a pruta, pruta is about, what's a pruta today? Let's call it a don, I don't know.
Or, like,
what?
Like this, if you go with the smallest coin, and they use a penny, or if you go with
the
coin, silver, which is about
12 cents. Right, we reevaluated the pruta last year, your father did the Mechias Chametz. We wanted to have a pruta for each 3 years.
Right.
So we upgraded it. So, I don't know, pruta is a, I don't know. A quarter, fine, whatever it is. So whatever a pruta is, I don't remember what a pruta is, but the point is that whatever a pruta is that that's the, let's call it a value of a dime. So the understood in Chazal is that anything less than a pruta is not considered having monetary value, and therefore if you steal less than that value, it's not considered stealing. If you charge ribbis, then less than that value, you're not over the lav of ribbis. By the way, a goy is. In the goy's iser of stealing, there's no shiurim, so he's not allowed to steal even less than a pruta. But a yid is allowed to steal less than a pruta, okay?
Value.
What? Oh. What a cup? No.
You go to the store, buy a pound of pastrami. The guy puts it in a can that weighs 1/10 of a pound, or whatever it is. He's charging now. But
for that. For
the tear away at the you zero it out on the pen. Let's see.
Right. So if you didn't zero it out on the pen, and he charged you for the if he didn't add the 0.01, he didn't add the 0.01 weight of the plastic bag that he weighed it in. And then, so Lemaisa, what did he overcharge you? He overcharged you the value in pastrami of the weight of the plastic bag, right?
He's allowed to charge you for the bag.
Huh?
No, but
he's not. He's not allowed to charge you for the bag. He's not allowed to charge you what pastrami costs.
Right. I've seen places that they charge you for the because they don't want to hot this, they charge you the container.
Fine. They can do that if that's what they're doing. But here they're charging you for pastrami. They're charging you for pastrami, the weight of pastrami, the charge of the bag. So the value that they overcharge you is less than a pruta. Okay? So it's not considered stealing. But zoktach sefer chinuch, you're still over the lava mishkalis. You're still over the lava mishkalis, even less than a pruta. Unbelievable sefer chinuch. Furthermore, there's another chiddush in the chinuch, which I didn't copy here.
That's if your weights are off, or if you're charging for something that
the weights are off, and the value that he ended up overcharging you was less than a pruta. So the weight is off by
a mashu.
The weight is off by a mashu. The weight is off by a mashu, and
only been doing it.
Mistami means he weighed the thing. You have to recalibrate it.
How long do you have to recalibrate it?
I don't know. Mistami, you're allowed to rely on chazaka. It's not worse than any of the other sir. It's not worse than a mikvah. You're allowed to, if the mikvah is off by a mashu, then it's chayv karis, right? So you're allowed to rely on chazaka. So you have to weigh it.
And the
mikvah
could have more than
40 sa. Right. Exactly. Be careful on the chumrus.
Okay. Okay. I have a mikvah that has 60 sa. So
the point is,
you're an idiot. Like,
because
you have no choice. But,
like, I'm saying. Okay, so you have to be precise. What do you mean? So you can't be precise. Everything else is precise.
On either side, it's over an isser. So. I mean,
okay, so yeah, this is so, yeah. So now
wait,
you
put something having on a scale that doesn't potentially change it by a mashu.
You want to know if you didn't do b'mezid with this?
There's a reason why you're not chayv for chatzis shir. It's not.
I'm not sure the reason of what you're insinuating the reason is, but Gopanim, that's what he says. He says it's an Isser Pachos Meshav Pruta. There's another Chiddush that he says here, which is that the other thing you could argue is this is not stealing. This is all in the context of Mekach U'Memker, which is why I'm talking about it now. It's in the context of Mekach U'Memker. So you know what? If I would have beferish charged him this price, instead of charging a dollar for a pound of tomatoes, you know what? I don't want to hack with this. I'll just tell him, it's a dollar for 99% of a pound of tomatoes. I'm allowed to do that. It wouldn't be enough. It's less than a shtus. So it wouldn't be enough. So now that I told him it's a dollar for a pound, and I'm only giving 99% of a pound, so it shouldn't be worse than enough. And enough pachs mishtus is mutter. According to the Ramban, makes other, but zikr, there's no tefillah on it. It could be it's mutter. So says the chinuch, no. It's aser, even though it's less than a shtos. And by the way, we learned that ino is mutter to a guy, because it says, Lesonu ishas amisoy. This, zok the chinuch, you're not even allowed to do it to a guy. So that means, the chumra of mishkalos we're saying is, it's aser to a guy, it's aser less than a shavu, and it's aser even though it's pachas mishtos on ino.
Is it probably better off not charging my weight?
So it's an unbelievable chumrah. Unbelievable chumrah. So, frek the minchas chinuch. How could the Sefer HaChinuch say this? The chor, it's connected to the open gemara that we started off with. Anyone have the kasha?
Unbelievable.
Meaning?
Why do we need all these yisurim? Here the chinuch was when I do yisurim.
Meaning the Gemara is mashma that if you wouldn't say the lava mishkalos, I would know it anyway because I would learn it out of Gezel and Ribbis and Ina. It's not true. I wouldn't learn any of these things out of Gezel because I would think if I only learned out of Gezel, I would have thought that it's only also if you took out a pruta, or maybe it wouldn't be also to a guy like Ribbis is not also to a guy and Ina is not also to a guy. So there's big chidushim in the lava mishkalos that the Torah needs to tell me. So if the chinuch is correct, then the Gemara is shver.
Well, isn't that in the take a tolda of the fact that they can't even be if they can't even be wrong if you and not in use, then
Okay, so that's the Mashnah Kotara. That's not one of the Taina. Hold on. So now let's go through the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, see if we're passing a Chinuch or not, and then we'll go to the answer to the question. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Aleph. So we Baruch Hashem, we got through this man, pretty much Reish Lamed, Reish Chav Zayin, which is Aina. And then we did Mekach Tois, Reish Lamed Beis, Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Dalet. Okay, now, Reish Lamed Aleph, which is in between, is this Mishkalos. So it says like this. Hamoideid, if you measure out, Oy Shoykel, or you're weighing, Chasil Chaveroi, Oy Afilu Lagoi, Oyver Elilim, Oyver Belav, the Loisasu Aval Bemida Mishkov Mesura. So the Paskins like the Chinuch, the Mishkov Paskins, that also to a Goy. And if you look at the Sma on the top, the Sma adds, Afal Gav, the Inyan Oynaa, Kosvuator, the Einoi Oyver Begoy, Shani Einoi Dixiv Amisecha, the Gam Lesbi Mishum Gezel, giving the raw Mashakana. You see, Einoi is a lot better. Einoi is less of an Isser. Why? Because Einoi, at least the guy sees what he's getting. So if you would tell the guy it's a dollar for 99% of a pound of tomatoes, or let's say you would even tell him it's a dollar for 75% of a pound of tomatoes. So it's Einoa, but he sees what he's getting. So he wants to buy it, he doesn't want to buy it. But here you told him it's a dollar for a pound of tomatoes. Even if you only give him 99% of a pound, it's very little. Lemais, it's a worse isser. It's worse. Masha'inkin mida de alhemnusoy samach. Litein le mida shlema. Says the Sma. You know what the Avla over here is? The Avla is he relied on your honesty. Yeah, let's weigh it. Everything's good. You're going to pay exactly for what you get. And you end up getting less. So Al-Hemnusay Samach, he relied on your honesty and you're not giving him what you discussed. That ends up being a worse lav than a nar or gezel. And that's why it's also even to a guy. Now, he doesn't speak out beferish less than Shara Pruta, but since the Chinuch brought it down, Rabbi Zalman, in the Evan Elazel's Medayek, that the Rambam also holds like that. So Mamela, if he wanted to say only a Pruta, he should have said it. Now, but we still have to understand why is this so. Okay? Now, by the way, look at Halacha Bey, it's interesting. Chayavim bezdin lahamin memunim shi mechazrin malachayut nuyais v'chol mi shenimtso itoi mida chasera oi mishka chasera maznaim mechulkom rishoyim lahakoysoi v'leknoysoi kashir lebezdin. Bezdin has to enforce this. So just like bezdin, so I was wondering, it's like interesting, but bezdin is very, very involved in people's business. They come in, they check your weights, and they make sure that it's all good to go. So I was thinking, like, well, that's a big chiddush. So then we were learning, well, it's not a big chiddush. They do that in Yeridea. You don't buy, you don't go to a store unless there's a kashrus on it. They come in and they check everything. Sure. They check every single thing, right? So
what is
when
the kashrus? Places check everything.
Wait, what?
When it comes to adopting the kashrus, when you go into a restaurant, I'm sure not everything's under the kashrus.
What does that mean?
He doesn't like the music. He doesn't like.
I mean, there's plenty of
door
going on a restaurant.
So I'm saying is that when the Bezdin had power, they checked the weights of the store. That's not my point. My point is not so far fetched. That's my point.
Back in the day, they weren't playing kosher music in the
restaurant. Back in the day, there was no such thing as a restaurant. Rav Matisyahu was just listening to this schmooze in my car. Rav Matisyahu had a whole schmooze over there about how. Eating is not a Jewish thing. I mean, it's Jewish to eat, but it's not Jewish to eat as making it like a whole event. It's always it's supposed to be part of something else, but as a tachlis by itself, so it's like the whole concept of a restaurant of eating out. So this lashon was, "Oyv a goy volt das nicht gemacht, a yid volt das ken nicht eingefallen." If it wouldn't have been created by a guy, no yid would have ever jumped off this concept of eating in a restaurant. Anyway, fine. But anyway, the point is that it's not such a far-fetched thing that the Bezdin will come and check your mishkolos. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Now, Now let's go to Sif Yud Tes, because the middle of the Siman, he talks all about the very, very details about a lot of the Sima. Oynish Hamidos Vamishkolis Kosher Me'od. It's a very, very shver aver, like we saw in Rashi and Chumash. She'i afshel lamoider ola shoykel sheker loshuv b'tshuva. Someone that ran their business this way, it's impossible for them to do tshuva. Proper tshuva, because how are they going to give back everybody the 13 cents that they stole or that they took more for the tomatoes that they sold at the wrong price? Or for the corned beef or the pastrami or the fabric or whatever it is. So memela, it's not shy to really do tshuva. So it's very bad. Then he says a very strong language. Somebody that does not have honest weights is a koifer in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Sma. Why is he koifer in Yitzias Mitzrayim? Mipnei dechol hamoi hameaves b'midois. Because if you are having dishonest weights, who master darkoi, he's hiding. Shelo yabitu boy b'nei adam. No, he doesn't want anyone to catch him. Ume hakadosh baruch hu eino misyarei, and he's not afraid of Hashem. Hashem doesn't really care about what I do. Someone that doesn't believe that Hashem watches over what I do. That's a kfir in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shishom nizbar goydel ashgacha shenigla lein Hashem yizbarach. Because there's where we learned out the goydel of the ashgacha. See, he's a kfir in Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a fascinating gra, because the Gro usually brings where in the Shas or wherever, where is the source for this? Here the Goyin says the source is a Pasuk. The source is the Pasuk. It says, Moizne Tzedek, Avne Tzedek, Eifa Tzedek, Yelacham, and Yashem Lokechem, Asher Tzeis Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. If you're going to believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you have to have honest weights. If you don't have honest weights, you don't have Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gro says. So you see the Chaim Radavar, but what's the Chaim Radavar? The Chaim Radavar is the guy doesn't believe in the Hashgacha Pratis. So now that that's true, I'll add one more Knech and we'll get back to Arkasha. There's a Gavaldika Netziv, I've said over many times, but it's a great Netziv. The Netziv goes on the Pasuk in Kiseitze. In Kiseitze, this law is mentioned again. It says, Moizne Tzedek, Avne Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek, Yalach. You have to have honest weights. And then the Gemara, the Pasuk says, right after that, Zohar is a Shel Shalcha Amalek. So the Rashi brings that if a person is Chayte, in Mishkalos, Amalek comes. So it's a strange thing, because, first of all, Amalek, why does Amalek come for that? And second of all, we have four types of stealing. Ribis, Einah, Gezel. Why does Amalek come for Mishkalos? For this. So then it says a Gavaldika thing. He says, no, every other gazelle, when you want to steal, if a person steals, they steal a car, they steal this, they steal that. Why are they stealing? So he said there's three reasons why a person would steal. Kina, taiva, and kavod. Either you want the thing that he has, so you steal it. Or you don't want him to have it. Or there's a kavod involved in having that item. You want the item. You have a reason why you want the item. So it's a yetzar, it's a taiva. You can't control it. Really, you should buy it enough and you shouldn't pay for it. You can't afford it, so you steal it. Okay. So that's a yetzahara issue. He says, mishkalois, when you have dishonest weights, the avera, you don't have the yetzahara to gain that 13 cents. You don't need that 13 cents right now. What? You're running a store. You don't need that 13. That's not the taiva.
I don't play the purposely with it because you made a cheshmet.
Okay, well, I'm going to get to the point. It's not the taiva that I need that particular 10 cents right now.
Right?
Okay, the idea is that if I run my business honestly, I'm not going to have parnasa. I'll be able to make a lot more money if I run my business dishonestly, hence the title. If I run my business dishonestly, then I'm going to have a lot more money. And Mimbele, I have to set up my business in a way that I can make the money that I need. In other words, he doesn't believe Hashem can be mefarnes him if he runs his business honestly. So Mamela, it's only the aggregate of the 500 times. It's not the one little thing that he's doing. In other words, the taiva of this thing is not a taiva to get the money that you're stealing right now. The Yetzirah comes from a lack of emuna that Hashem can't be mefarnes you in your business. It's a whole different shayr, shadavar.
That guy could be making $1 million and still be...
Okay, because he doesn't think he can make that $1 million if he does it honestly.
I want $1.1 million.
Okay, because he doesn't think he can make that money if he does it honestly. Why does he want... Of course he wants the money. But the point is...
I can make more dishonestly.
Okay, so he, whatever his business is going to produce, he doesn't think that his business is going to produce it if he follows the regular path. Hashem can open up the doors and give you the 1.1 if you do it honestly too, because more people could come to your store, right? So if he would have a moon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use the channels, the business, and he can give him what he needs, and what he what he's coming to him, he won't do this. So it comes from a shirish of kfira.
I could also sit at home and do nothing and expect that
Hashem's going
to make money.
No, fine, fine, but have a I'm making money through this business.
Right.
So now,
how? It's not a lack of betachon. I believe Hashem could give me $1 million. It's going to be $2 million. Whatever's going to be there on the tab, if I do this honest, I'll get some more.
No, but I'm not going to make more. If I know that Hashem's going to give me whatever I'm going to get, I'm not going to get more by doing it this way. So obviously, the point that what's driving the person is that he feels he's in control of determining how much he's going to make. It's the lack of of emuna in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarnes him that's driving him to do this. So mamela, that lack of emuna, that brings a malik. A person steals because they want a car. That's a good yitzhar, but that's a yitzhar, but that's not what brings a malik. A malik is the lack of emuna in the lack of emuna, and that's what the Sma is saying is by mishkolos you're koyfer b'tzias Mitzrayim, not by stealing. It doesn't say that if you steal you're koyfer b'tzias Mitzrayim. It says, "Avon Mishkolos Yerkayfer Mitzias Mitzrayim." Now, so according to all this, when is the Yisoid of the Isser happening? This is what Rabbi Zalman's Machadish over here. When did the guy do the Isser? So here's the Gemara's Chiddush. The Gemara says, why do you have to have the lava of Mishkolos? Right? Why do you have to have the lava of Mishkolos? So the Milchus Chinuch asks, of course you need the lava of Mishkolos, because the lava of Mishkolos includes in it Goy, includes in it less than a Shava Pruta, less than a Shtos, includes a lot of Chidushim. Lava of Mishkolos is very broad. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara said, Lavra Lav Mishas Asiya. The over the lava when you set up the machine, to be dishonest, you program the machine. You program the machine to be at negative 0.01 or whatever, plus 0.01. So when you program the machine that way, at that point you're over the lav. That's what the Gemara says.
So
how could it be?
What?
So it's mishas asiya. That means you were really over the lav already, and it's continuous through till the sale is finished. So that means if you're over mishas asiya, what's the Gemara telling me? That the fundamental principle of the lav is not taking his money. It's setting up your business to be dishonest. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? Because with the second that I set up the scale at the 0.01, right, I'm over the lav. I didn't take any money yet. As a matter of fact, it's 4 in the morning. No one's in the store even. No one's in the store. There's no tomatoes being sold. And I'm over a lav. So the Gemara is telling me that the lava Mishkolos has nothing to do with taking the money. That's cool for the Chiddush of the Gemara. So I think
that day and you don't make any sale or no one buys the tomato.
No, if you're not, if you're just playing around with the scale, then Mishas Asiya, it says.
No, he set it up and then the
he set it up and no one comes to buy anything. My floor burns down on fire.
So
am I over an Isser?
You did Shuva, you mean?
No. now you're
more upset. So you're over the lav, yeah. I mean, there's a separate lav that you're not allowed to even have it in your house. That's if you bought it. But here is Mishas Asiya. That's the one I said. Say, Lo Yelecha, you're not allowed to have Avodah Zarah. I never served it. That's the lav. And the lav is Mishas Asiya. So,
which lav?
The lav of Mishkolos. Loisasu avil b'mishkal. That's Gemara saying, because the fact that when I sit there weighing it, I'm over. Of course, I'm over. That's included in gzela. The extra chiddush is mishas asiya, right?
that goes by intention, or if I'm adjusting my weights every time I adjust them over a lot now, or
no. I mean, shas asiyah, in order, you're setting up a system that's made to be dishonest. Well, you know,
so
obviously.
You need to have.
Says Rashi. Even if you never have ended up using it.
Is there a second lava of zela at the sale?
That's included in zela.
If it's more than a
fruit. So maybe I want to say that that's kufa the teretz to them. The Gemara is answering the Menchas Chinuch's teretz. The Menchas Chinuch asked, why didn't the Gemara say that the chiddush of Mishkolos is for less than a shav bruta? What's the yisoid? Why is it also less than a shav bruta? Why is it also to a guy? Because it's not about the victim. Every other gezel, the Torah cares about the victim, right? By ribis, the neshech, it's a neshech. The Gemara says you're biting the loive. The guy needs to borrow money. He has to make a chasana. He has no money to his name, and now you're sitting there. You're noishachim, right? So it's we're protecting the victim. I know the guy doesn't know. He's a vulnerable guy. The seller is a lot more knowledgeable. So we're protecting the victim. In the case of Mishkolos, it's not so much about the victim. Because, okay, he got a little less pastrami, a little more pastrami. It's not so much about the victim. Right. It's much more about the shoykel, the guy that's doing it, because the guy that's doing it is a dayan, the Gemara says. That's the whole thing we started. He's a dayan. When was he a dayan? He was a dayan when he set up, it's not about the stealing. It's about the weighing. It's about the maisa. It's about how you're setting it up. So if a person is doing mishas asiya, then the Torah is teaching me right there, that's the Gemara's teretz, is that the lav is about the person, how he's setting it up. It's a lav independently of the victim. It's a lav about how he's setting up the thing. So of course it's also even less than a pruta or for a guy. It has nothing to do with the other person. The yisod of the lav is about is not to protect the victim. The yisod of the lav is how the person himself has to run his business. That does state in the Gemara. That's what Gemara means to say b'shas asiya. So male included in that is if he sets it up to be less than a pruta off, it's also over. So now, if he ends up doing it,
if he set it up to be right and then it loses its calibration, I don't have a feel to recalibrate it. I never set it up wrong.
No, maybe then you're overstam the gazelle part.
Unless
than a pruta, you mean?
So I have to recalibrate.
Unless than a pruta.
Even though I
did time.
The way that we keep talking about where you're setting up, that's not how they had their scales. They had real scales.
Right, and they had a weight.
1 pound weight. If you left it in salt, it would corrode and erode, and it would be less than a pound. So it's not just these that's what we're really talking about.
Yeah, but you want to know what happens, how often did you have to check even that thing? Probably gets rubbed out eventually.
I didn't set up my Amazon business to do things illegal, but things happen along the way.
But then,
less than a shabbat fruit, I'm fine. Right. And guy, fine.
That's what you're fighting over, less than a pruta. I'm saying, fine.
The chiddush. No, less than a shabbat pruta over 1,000 sales is gonna. You know,
okay, so I'm saying the Menchas Chinuch holds a tzaka mutar. I'm trying to explain. So where is this? The iser is included in the Gemara's teretz mishas asiya.
I set up my business honestly. I let my employees do their thing, and okay, whatever they do, they do. And myself, they're making a commission, and I make more money on it. But I didn't set it up dishonestly. What does that mean?
You're Lemaisa, if it's shoygig, it's shoygig. If it's mazen, it's mazen.
Mazen
on that I know that it's less than a pruta off, and I'm doing it.
I didn't set it up that way, though.
No, I am. I'm doing it right now. Let's take literally what it was. Mishas Asiya means I prepared a weight to steal less than a pruta. Now, I'm over the lav of Mishkolos. And L'chora, every time I use it, Mishas Asiya, and every time I use it, I am continuing that love of Asiya.
My weight was accurate 10 years ago when I started.
Whatever the issue is,
not pashtas, you weigh.
Where's my answer? What point did I do an answer?
When you purposely made the
way. Yeah, I didn't purposely
make
it. It was.
Then you weren't over here.
If you didn't do it, you did do it. If it's mazed, it's mazed. If you know, you know.
If you need an action here.
No, Mishas Asiya is telling me. No, what I'm saying is Mishas Asiya is showing me the fundamental principle of the law more than Gezel. Mishas Asiya is a giloi is a giloy, that the whole love of Mishkolos is not about the stealing. It's about the maisa of creating the weight and also weighing it. If you weigh it also, it's going to be a problem.
If
a guy brings, I didn't make it. Okay, my friend called me. I have a weight for you. You're going to want this one. It's perfect. It looks like a pound. It's really not. You want it? Yeah, I want it. Okay, so I have the weight. Every time I use it, so now I'm doing a mice of a dying. I'm weighing something which is less than a pruta off. So I'm doing that isser of shas. It's included in this shas asiyah. Shas asiyah is telling me that the isser of mishkalos. This of Mishkalis is not about the stealing. It's about the dying. The Gemara calls it the pasuk says he's a dying. When is he a dying? Chor, it's an issur every sale.
By
Chor,
we have making and having and serving. So
here there is an issur to have it. It says well yelach. Right, that's an issur of having. This issur of weighing is mishas asiyah. But when you're weighing it, also you're doing the issur. That's why you're a dying every time. Right now, the Gemara calls it a dying, not a dying. When you're about to, when you're walking into someone's house and you steal something, you're not a dying. Am I going to steal it or not right now? But here, every time you weigh, the Gemara, the pasuk is calling you a dayan. I mean, I'm about to enter into a mishpat, and I'm deciding to do a crooked.
But that's one issur, not issur every sale.
No, because now I'm entering into the sale again. So now I'm saying, Rabbi Zalman says, I'm doing this sale that way. I'm doing a new din. I'm doing a new din by the new customer. By this customer, also doing the din for him. So Rabbi Zalman says, there's another kasha here. So the Gemara says, it says here, the Rambam, listen, I want to theorize with this. The Rambam says that you don't get malchus for this. Mipnei shu chayev b'tashlumin. It's a principle that whenever you could pay back, you're not chayiv malchus. So Rabbi Zalman asks that if you do it on less than a pruta, you can't pay back, because the din is that less than a pruta is not nitin l'tashlumen. So therefore, why is if the Rambam held like the chinuch, so why is the Rambam say that less than a pruta, you don't get malchus because you could pay back, you can't pay back less than a pruta? So Bezalman says with this Yisoid, basically, according to the principle that we're saying, he says that the kivan the ikar isra mishkalos, the isra of mishkalos happens b'shashem moided, at the time that you set it up. So the guy comes in with the pastrami, and you have the pound here, which is really only 90% of a pound, and you weigh it. Okay, I have the pound, and then you wrap it up, good to go. He didn't go to the cash register yet. So, were you over?
Yes.
You were over already.
Over 2 weeks ago when you set it up.
Yeah, but you didn't set it up. You just did it right now. You're over 2 weeks ago and you're over now. Because you're over now, that's before right. You take the money. So you were dying, you made a din, and you dined him that you're going to give him 90% of the pound. So you're over already. So Rabbi Zalman said, so you talk over before you stole the money. Right? At that point, you could still decide, you know what? I'm going to throw in another two slices of pastrami. And the tshuva. So it's not nitin l'tashlumen because it's like I'm fixing the problem before I steal it. But I was over the lav because I was over the lav when I weighed it. So between the weighing and the paying, between the weighing and when he goes to the counter, you could fix the problem even less than a pruta. It's not called nitin l'tashlumen. It's called giving him his full value.
So you could do tshuva, but you were still over the original issur.
But that's why you don't get malchus, because it's nitin l'tashlumen, right. Even less than a pruta. You know, normally, if I steal, I don't have to return to you less than a pruta. But if we weighed something and it's off by less than a pruta, on the way to the cash register, I throw in another slice of pastrami to make up the difference. I fixed the problem.
If we assume less than a pruta is a...
That's what he's saying. But he's saying, less than a pruta, you're over.
That's what we say, but we never said that less than a pruta is an issue.
No, Mishkalos, listen, forget it. Less than a pruta is not a problem of Gzela, but it is a problem for Mishkalos. Because we're saying the whole problem is that you're being dishonest. So Mimela, like you said, Shmuel, the second that you stood behind the counter and weighed it out and packed it up for him and put the sticker on, you're over the lava already. even before you charged him. So there's no gezel. But Zakter B'Zalman, at that moment, you don't get malchus yet. Why? Because you could still.
You have the opportunity to.
There's mishas asiya. The chiddush is, it doesn't have to be the stealing. That's also. If you have a dishonest weight, but then you sit there and weigh it, you're over on this mishkal right now. You're over a lav. Because you set up, you tried to steal from him. You tried to set up, you donned him incorrectly. So that's also true, of course. But no, but that's not nitin l'tashlumin. The Rambam says it's nitin l'tashlumin. No, so what's a tashlumin? That's Rabbi Zalman's chiddush. He says since I could go, he says like this: the darshu chazal shehamoideid when you weigh nikradayin. The second you weighed it, you were over. But the gezela only happened later. So I could fix that before I ended up actually stealing it, even less than a sharp root. What? No, no, I understand, but then the Rambam wouldn't say the reason why you're not over is because nitin l'tashlumin. He's saying a case. What does the Rambam mean? It's nitin l'tashlumin. The Rambam is saying it's you could be mashlumit by paying him back the pastrami that you didn't give him. Okay, so he's saying that you're right. It's a little bit.
Tashlumin could also mean you're fixing the weight before the customer walks in the store. At 4 o'clock in the morning, you set the weight wrong, and you're opening up at 8 and 7:30, you fix it. That's tashlumin the same way you mean pastrami.
Okay, maybe you could say that also.
I mean, the isser isn't when you weigh it. The isser was when you set the weight initially. When you weighed it, when you calculated.
That's that isser. But then there's an isser on being a dying when you're moided. When you're weighing it out, there's an isser being a dying. So there's an isser being a dayan, and mishas asiya, and then the mishas asiya shows me that the isser is the weighing it, the making a dishonest sale, even if you never took the money. And mamela, the chiddush is that you could it's tashuman on that. That's his chiddush. There's his almas chiddush. Fine. Al Kapanim, what do you see from all this? Each medida is a ma'aseh din. That's what Gemara says. You're being moided. You did that, sir. All of that, as I'm saying, all that's included in mishas asiya. That's all included in it. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means is mishas asiya is every time you're moided.
Let's say it was more than shavu food. We say he doesn't have an opportunity.
It's two separate. Every time you, every step of the thing is a problem.
The
Gemara says the pasuk says loy sasu avil b'mishpat. So there's an avil b'mishpat. When you weighed it, you did an avil b'mishpat right there. You did an iser mishas asiya included in that loy sasu avil b'mishpat. So al kaponim. There's a whole nother piece over here. Is that till now we were talking about mekach tois oina, which means I'm trying to trick, but I'm trying to trick very overtly, and it's mega toys, and he's going to find out eventually, and it's not a good item, is it a good item, whatever. This is a whole different type of thing, where the person is setting up his whole business in a way that is dishonest, he's trying to trick the people, and it's very clear from all these makaris that it's a lot more chomer to do that, because it's a fundamental chesaron in a person's emuna, and how they live their life, and it's shaykh to the whole in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach and Emunah. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Very simple. You don't have to get so lofty. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and therefore he runs your life as well. And it should determine and affect the way every person lives, every part of their life. Beis Hashem, and we shall be zoicha that through our actions we should be mechazik our Emunah and be zoicha to. B.S. Goel Tzedek, Mehver at Meinu. Shkoyach all for a good zman. I don't think we're going to share next Sunday. And we'll start a new topic after Pesach.